Our shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Pastor PD for this opportunity he has given unto me to minister on this platform, Daily Devotion. And I want to appreciate the brothers and our ministers of the gospel who have been ministering unto us, blessing us with the words of life. May the good Lord bless you for the work that you're doing for the kingdom of our Master. I am Brother Chavula Masuzio. This week, I've been given this privilege to see you through on daily devotion through encouragement. I'm asking for your prayers. Remember me in prayers that the word of God may be a blessing unto us all. We glorify the King of Kings. Let us read in the book of Matthew, chapter 22. I'll read from this 12. And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. May the good Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word. This is a story that I'm sure most of us know about the king who had sent his servants to go and bid people to come for the wedding feast. And the people were bidden did not come. So he had to send his servants to tell them to say, all things are prepared and they are ready. The king has killed the oxes and he has prepared things for the wedding feast. But people did not come. And the majority of them gave excuses. Others said, no, we are busy. Others went to their farms, you know. And when he had sent the servants to the remnant, the remnants had to entreated them pitifully and slew them. You know, and the king was very upset. He had to send his army to destroy that city and bend it. Then he had to send again his servants to go to the highways and call people who were both good and bad. And these people came in. And when they came in, the king came to see the guests who were bidden to come from the highways. And he saw one who was not putting on a wedding garment. And on 12, this is what he says. And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in? I'll title our subject, Friend, how comest thou in? Well, the first thing that we see is that this man did not come without an invitation. There was an invitation that went forth from the servants that came from the king to say, go and invite people who are on the highways, as many as you can. And I believe he had received an invitation. Surprisingly, he's been asked a question, Friends, how come thou in? Friend, how comest thou in? Now, brothers and sisters, that tells me that this man was missing something. Let's see the way most weddings are done in our time. I'll speak of this place here, Africa. You know, when people are preparing a wedding, they usually invite people. And those people who are invited, they usually receive wedding invitation cards. Now, the bride and the groom or their families, they may end up putting instructions on the wedding card. Where the venue will be, what time the wedding would start, then if they require something, they will put it there. For example, they would say, you come with money. So they will put the amount of money that one must bring in. Sometimes here they can even put you can come with pots, whatever they require, the owners of the wedding. Okay. So I believe the Lord Jesus, when he had sent his servants to give out the invitation of this king, the invitation was containing instructions. But this friend of ours did not meet the requirements of the instruction on the wedding invitation. It's for this reason the king is asking, friends, how comest thou in? Brothers and sisters, let's look at one fact. One fact that I want us to look at is that this friend of the king was in the wedding place. He came in, he was not outside. He was among those that had met the requirement. Can't we type this to something? And that's the message that we have received. How did you find yourself in the message? Friend, how comest thou in the message? You see, it's not everyone who's in the message who has met the requirement of the message. Yet, they're in the message. Surely they're in the right place. But they do not have the right requirement or the standard that the king has prescribed on the invitation card. Glory. Do you see it, brothers? They extended an invitation to anyone, as many as they could call, as many as they found. And surely this man received an invitation. He knew where the venue was. Just like you and I, we know the message of the hour. We know the message of this age. But the question is, have we met the requirement that on the invitation card? Because the king, for him to bid people, he has told them how he wants them to come. He has spoken unto them how they should dress. So he speaks of this man who was spotted to say, friend, how comest thou in? You do not have the wedding garment. We have to be clothed with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. And when we come into the message, he has prescribed the way that we should come into the fold. God is merciful. He has brought us in the message. Surely. But the question is, how did we find ourselves in the message? We are in the right thing that the Lord has provided unto us. Say, this is the way. And we are in that way. But the question is, are we walking according to his will, or we are just in the way? Brothers and sisters, we see something here. It is fact that this man was in the right place. He was not outside. He came into the sheepfold as well. He heard about an invitation. He heard about the wedding that was to take place. He even knew the hour. Like most of us, we know the hour we're in the message. That we are in the Laodicean church age. And the word of life has been revealed unto us. And we speak of it, the message of the hour, the message of the hour, the message of the hour. But the question is, are you that message you yourself? Have you met that requirement of the message? Yes, the Lord is still working upon us. He's still molding us until we come to the perfect stature of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the thing is, if he was to come today, would he find you putting on the right garment? Have you been crossed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ?
or you've just come because you know to say there is an invitation. And I need to be there so that people cannot say I'm not in the message. People cannot look down on me. So let me just be there. Wow. Whatever motivated this man to come, we don't know. But the fact is that he did not transform himself. Just like Paul says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. That did not take place in the life of this man. Because when the message is going forth, as we see evangelism taking place, their instructions as the servants of the king are evangelizing. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Those are instructions that they are spreading forth. They begin to prescribe what the king requires. Thou shalt not dress like a prostitute. A married man shall be faithful unto his wife. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not commit abominable things against your Lord. Those are instructions that are making us meet the requirements that a king is expecting out of us. But are we willingly to be transformed? So that when the master looks upon us, he shall see the wedding garment on you and I. Because surely the wedding feast will take place. And that's where we are heading to. But there is the requirement that the king desires to see in you and I. And we have to meet that requirement. So friends, how comest thou in the message? Look. That's coming in because of a job. It's not bad to come in because you need a job. But transformation should be able to take place that you meet the requirement of the master. Friends, how comest thou in? If the Lord cannot see his garment upon you, then there's a problem. There's a saying to say, come as you are, but as you come, we should be able to see transformation taking place, or we should be able to see change. The invitation went to both people who were good and bad. The king knew. He was expecting even the bad to meet the requirement that the servants were telling them. As you come, dress in this manner. As you come, you behave in this manner. Because you're going to attend the wedding feast in the king's palace. His son is marrying. But this man did not heed to the instructions. He did not go according to the instructions. But you see, brothers and sisters, the facts remain the fact that he was in the sheepfold. May the Lord help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that his word can change us, that we may meet the requirements, brothers and sisters. We are in the right place. We have come in. But before the king comes out to check on the wedding guests, may he help us. May he change us. May he transform us, that we may have the right requirement that he desires to see out of our lives. So before the king comes out, as we are in the right place, in the right message, may he grant us victory. Even as we start our days, the workplace is the right place where I want you to be. Where you are going to be, that's where I want you to be. You are in the right place, led by the Holy Ghost. But may you have the right requirement to overcome the challenges there. Even obstacles can come in the places where you are found. It may not mean that you are in the wrong place. If you are led by God, then it means you are in the right place. You only need the right requirements to overcome that trial. And one of them is to be filled with the Holy Ghost and meditating upon his word. And you'll be able to overcome. Just as the Lord has brought us in the message through an invitation, when the servant of his, William Branham, was shouting, "Come out from among them," he did not just end there. There is coming out and coming in. So we came out from among the people to come and attend this wedding feast. So we have to come in. Now that we have come in, God himself must work upon us. He must mold us to meet his requirement. So friends, how comest thou in the message? Heed to his servants as they are ministering his word to you and I, that we may meet the requirement. Brothers and sisters, for today and here, we'll continue with the same thought tomorrow. The good Lord bless you. Shalom.